The State Department of Labour played catch-up with this latest announcement. September's figures were delayed by the federal shutdown. But the picture that emerges isn't pretty. Connecticut lost 4,100 jobs in September and a further 100 in October. The October numbers included losses in the public sector and were actually boosted by net new hiring in the private sector of about 1,000 jobs. But economist Peter Gioia of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association says a lot of that activity came in low-paid service jobs.
We're down 3,500 jobs in manufacturing and we're down 3,400 jobs in financial services. And those are key areas because those are the real economic base industries of Connecticut. They're wealth-producing. They have the jobs here, but they sell around the country and around the world and bring that wealth back into Connecticut. Those job losses are actually more serious impact on the economy than just their overall losses would show.
Despite the lack of job creation, the state's unemployment rate, calculated by a separate household survey, fell to below 8% for the first time in 4 years. Gioia says this may reflect people dropping out of the labour force because they're unable to find work. He does expect a pickup in employment in the final months of the year as the economy bounces back from the shutdown, and says the state will likely create a total of around 14,000 new jobs this year, essentially the same as it achieved in 2012. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.